This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Walk along the aisles of most any wine shop around these parts or grocery store and look at the wines that are crowding the shelves. Chances are you'll note offerings coming from the U.S., France, Italy, Australia. But our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic, Chris Cook, is here to turn our collective attentions to the wines being produced in Spain. Chris, hasn't Spain historically trailed the other four countries in the kind of wine it's turning out?
Yes, indeed, it has. That's slowly becoming ancient history, but it was for many years behind France and Italy. And I think the era of the common market in Europe did a lot to change wines in Spain. Also, they began exporting wines a lot more, and that also brought more demand for higher quality wines. There was a time when there was not a lot of good wine coming from Spain. Most of what they sent to export was really somewhat inferior to what they drank in good restaurants and good homes in Spain. But the basic kind of, call it shelf wine, was rather inferior. And then about 10, 15 years ago, they really started changing. And the way they seem to have changed is they adopted a lot of technology that they had ignored, French technology in particular. And the Spanish have just markedly improved what they're making now. And this is coming at a time when Italy and France really seem to have gotten a little bit confused and lost their way in some of the wines that they're making. They're trying almost too hard to satisfy an American market, the American market being the big market that everybody wants to get into, of course. And so they've tried to adjust to our palate, but our palates keep changing in this country. Whereas the Spanish just started making wine and doing it, seem to be doing it more along the lines that they like it and they want it. Although they're also certainly conscious of those markets over here.
But you actually believe that Spanish wines are among the best food wines for the price?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. I was looking at a wine online just this morning. I couldn't believe it's here in this country. We drink organic wines, and they're very difficult to make at a decent price because of everything that has to go into them. So you see, most organics are probably in the $15 to $30 range, and in Spain now they're making organic wines that they're coming out on the shelf at $9.
Wow,
that's just unheard of.
It is. Give us some reds to consider to get us kind of started so we might know what to look for and what we could appreciate when we're shopping.
Well, I am particularly fond of the Garnacha grape. It's a lighter style. They tend to be kind of fruity and light and very pleasant with good acid and a nice balance. So there are anything you see on the shelf in Spanish wines will invariably be Garnacha or Tempranillo or Zarella or one of those grapes. And there is a whole range. They are imported by different companies. So in our area, there's one called the Fuego.
Yeah, the Garnacha de Fuego Old Vines, you mentioned at $9 a bottle.
Right, right.
The 2009, that is really great. But you're saying these are ones that maybe not if you're cracking open a bottle and just sitting around and sipping wine and talking. This is what you put on your table with a dinner?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I find they are very good food wines, particularly. Now, for sitting around, I think the Spanish Cavas are very good, the sparklings that they're doing. I find them to be particularly nicely done.
And price-wise, it certainly seems like across the board, the Spanish wines are not going to take a bite out of your wallet the way some of the French ones are.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the Cavas are selling for anywhere from about $11, $12 up to maybe $20 at the top end. And they've become very competitive in the sparkling market. You see them going up and really resembling more and more in their labeling and everything else, the French wines. Now, do they taste the same? No. I mean, champagnes are still more refined, but what they've done is they've improved these cavas to the point where they are closing the gap on flavor patterns and everything else. And It's gotten to a point even where Roederer got a little bit upset by one of the Spanish winemakers and that made something called Cristalano, and they sued him because Roederer makes something called Cristal. Now, that struck me as a little odd because I know that probably 10 years ago, Roederer would not have particularly cared that the Spanish wine had to name anything that resembled theirs at all because they just weren't in the same kind of market. But people are looking at them more and more as being competitive and being a choice and an alternative. And I think that that's cutting into Champagne's base a little bit, that these Spanish sparklers are moving into that kind of a realm and being viewed as being, well, you know, I'll have this on the weekend instead of paying $40, I'll pay, you know, $18 for it.
Well, you've got us thinking next time we go to buy wine, and don't automatically assume that a bottle with a French or an Italian label will be better than a Spanish label. Chris Cook, always good to talk with you, our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.